What the world, man? What is up? I've had the time trying to go live. Let me tell you, it has been something. Yes, I'm in my cooking clothes. I made my husband a banana nut bread. Y'all like banana nut bread? We're finally live. All right, so let's go ahead and pray and get started. Let me get it on the screen over here. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you guys for your patience. First, it was the keyboard. The keyboard would not work. And then it was the microphone. And all of this, the computer had rebooted. You know, it was just one thing after another. But let's go ahead. It's going to be really good today is all I can say about it. Let me put my phone on silent here. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Lord, how we celebrate your name this morning or evening. We thank you, Lord, for illuminating your word to us today. We thank you, God, that your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And we thank you, Lord, as we humble ourselves before you today to receive what the Spirit is saying unto the church in this hour to your people. And we lift up your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, how's everybody doing out there? How's everybody doing? Y'all ready to get started? All right, here we go. If you would turn in Revelation chapter 3, I'm actually going to do this today in two different ways. One is the way I've been normally doing it. And then I want to show you guys a video where this guy actually made like a movie out of it. But it's not an AI movie. You know, I don't like those. But it's a good little visual, in other words, of what this chapter means. So let me get my Canva up here. Now that I have a keyboard and a mouse that works, what the world? All right, so continuing in our Revelation Canva, look at all this that we have done so far. Isn't that something? All the different candles. Now, remember that the candles represent the churches, okay? So, we still have the final two churches. Hopefully, we'll get through them today, okay? So, what we're going to do is we're going to take this one. We're going to copy it. And then we're going to move this down here because of new church that's going to be revealed today. Okay, because just remember what happened in the beginning. In the beginning, we have the seven spirits that are before the throne, the seven churches of Asia, which these are the churches we're going through the past few days. Seven golden candlesticks that are the churches and the seven stars in his right hand. Okay, and then we talked about what I showed on my little visual with the seven little candles and how Jesus is the flame and he, you know, walks in between the candles, you know, just so cool, you know, because like we talked about, the laminin that's in the human body is in the shape of a cross that holds all the cells together. Is God just amazing how he did that? I mean, it's a witness to who we are in Christ, you know. And so as we're studying the churches, it's a warning to the end time church. And this is where we're at right now. So the first church, I believe, is Sardis, the one we're going to look at today. So I'm going to get this cleaned off here a little bit. And then change this one to the Church of Sardis. Now, something that we talked about yesterday that is very important is the fact that can't you see something in your heart on every one of these churches. I know I have. I have been convicted on every single one. You know, at first you think, well, you know, it's a different church representing a different city. But I'm thinking it's more of the heart, because remember, we're the modern day children of Israel. And so everything is spiritual, just like the mark of the beast. All that stuff is all spiritual, see. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started then with the church of Sardis. If you will turn your Bible to Revelation chapter 3, and we use the King James Version. And, of course, while I'm live, I got the bossy rooster out here coming over here to boss me around while I'm live. Okay, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things. Uh-oh, we're in Bible Gateway. This ain't going to work. This is not going to work. I do not like Bible Gateway. Let's go down to King James Bible Online. This is the one I like. Why? Because it shows the red of when Jesus talks. All right, so let's go to Revelation chapter 3. See? I like to see that. Okay, so, and to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Okay, so we remember, so let's go ahead and go over here to our Canva. And we're going to go over here to Pergamos. Okay, and we're going to copy this picture and go ahead and put it in the church of Sardis. Because this is another one where Jesus is describing himself again. Remember? So let's go ahead and do Jesus describes himself as. And then let's go back over here and look at this. These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. Now, this is going to be paramount to what we're about to learn. Okay. So let's copy that and let's go back over here to Canva and let's insert this. Okay. So Jesus describes himself as he that has the seven spirits of God. And so we're going to put this in, say, a pink color. I like pink. Pink color. And then the seven stars. And let's do it in a pretty green. Let's do a pretty green. There we go. Because I'm going to take my little drawer thing here and I'm going to circle. Okay, so he points out in this scripture that has the seven spirits of God. So let's just kind of do this like the flames. And then the seven stars. Okay, the seven stars. All right, then let's go back to the word over here. I know your works. Okay, this is to Sardis. That you have a name, that you live and are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things that remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Uh-oh. That's pretty heavy. So let's see what he says here. He says, I know your works. In other words, this church is actually working for the Lord. That you have made a name, that you live and are dead. Okay, so let's copy this and go back over here. So I kind of, you know, see this, that this church is kind of working in the fields. They are Busy about their father's business. That's the best way to put it. Busy about their father's business. Because I heard somebody say the other day, I might have failed. I think it was somebody that got exposed or got in trouble or something like that. But they said, at least I fell on the battlefield. And I thought, that is the truth. Because nobody's perfect, you know, but at least this person tried. There's a lot of people that say, that sit back and judge others, you know, the smart rooster. He is a smart rooster. I told you he follows me around every room I'm at, even buildings. He's something. But there's people that have bought, you know, try to criticize those that are in the field and doing it and suffering for it and really trying. And they'll sit back home behind a computer and criticize all the things that they've done wrong when they're not doing it. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? So if these people over here make a mistake and they fall here and there, you know, they get slaughtered. But at least they fell in the battlefield. At least they tried. You know. Okay, so I know your work. So see, they're out working in the field. All right, so let's go ahead and we'll make it pink. That you have a name, that you live and are dead. I don't really know what that means. Let's see if I can get some commentary out of this. What does Revelation 3 mean? You live and are dead. There's other people asking this as well. Jesus tells the church in Sardis that they have a reputation for being alive, active, reputable, but are spiritually dead. Oh, lifeless and active in true faith. It means they were physically active but lacked spiritual vitality, relying on past reputation rather than the present obedience to God. The church appeared prosperous and active to outsiders, but inwardly they had compromised their faith and lacked the Holy Spirit's power. This refers to spiritual complacency, apathy, and a lack of true Christian works, not physical death. Jesus commands them to wake up, strengthen the remaining weak faith, and repent before judgment comes unexpectedly. Despite the general deadness, a few individuals in Sardis remained faithful and had not soiled their garments. Ooh. This message is a warning against maintaining a facade of Christianity while lacking a vibrant living relationship with God. Wow. That right there, a preach. Okay, so let me see here. Let's go ahead then and we will put alive but dead spiritually. Now, if you could think of some type of visual that would describe that, we'll put it in here. No buffaloing the Lord. That's a good way to put that. What kind of visual would you put on this artwork to describe someone in this condition? Let me think. Inwardly, they compromise their faith and lack the power. Anybody got any ideas? I'm looking at some of the pictures online to get an idea. Political correctness, sorta. The flesh is chained due to the sin. Just chains. That's a good idea, Lovey. But I don't really have good pictures on here either. I guess we could do the chains. There you go. Alive but dead spiritually. Okay, well, we got a good visual there. All right, so let's go to the next part of this warning from Jesus. So here's the picture so far with her. You see a good graphic of a woman in chains. The chain. Okay, let's see here. There we go. This is a good one right here. All right, let's get rid of the chains. This one shows the heart tied up. Look at that. You was looking on Google. That's all right. Lukewarm. Yeah, that's coming. Yes, the lukewarm is coming. Oh, it's this one needs to be removed. Okay, let's move this. And then put the heart on this one. All right, very good. Okay, so there goes that rooster again. All right, so then he says that you have a name that you would live, but you're dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have found your works. I have not found your works perfect before God. Okay, so now then you can pretty much see what he's talking about here. You know, be careful. So on this one, we can do like a watchman. All right, so let's do watchman. Isn't that funny? They got policemen on there as watchmen. Isn't that something? This will be a good one, I guess. Okay, and then going back over here. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on you as a thief. And you shall not know what hour I will come upon you. Ain't that sad? Lord, we do not want to be this church. Remember how you have received and heard. Be careful that it does not come upon you. That's a big warning, isn't it? All right, let's see here. Okay, so here's some action words. Hold fast and repent. So what we're going to do is we're going to put a little prayer man here for repent, because this is an action word. And we'll put those two cutesy little kids praying, repenting. There you go. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come on you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. That's so sad. I'm going to make this in pain too. You will not know what hour I will come upon you. So sad, isn't it? Okay, so let's continue here now. We didn't do this yesterday, but we're going to do this today. We're going to repent on this and follow the Lord's advice here. Okay, you have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Boy, remember on our Bible study the other day when we talked about the white stone? Remember that? How he's going to give everybody a stone, and he's going to give them a name that they know not of. Remember that? And now he's saying to those that overcome, to those that watch, that he is going to give them white. They will walk with him in white. Who is the ones that walk in white? The ones that have not defiled their garments. Okay, what I'm going to ask you guys in the chat room is, let's take a moment and really deep dive into this. Okay, what I want y'all to think a minute about, what can we do in the end of times right here to defile our garments? And I'm going to put a bride on here, bride. What can we do to defile our garments? And we're going to talk about this a minute. Okay, so let's copy. Okay, now this one we're going to put, what defiles our garment? Okay, and then I'm going to do some class input, like I'm in Bible college. All right, and then let's put the bride up here. What defiles our garment? All right, and let me get this up here and do left. Okay, let's see. Somebody give me some ideas. Willing ignorance. Okay. Willing ignorance. Very good. That is a good one, Ardina. Okay, Ardina says lukewarm. Yes. Breaking any of the commandments. Okay, breaking any of the my eye itches. Commandments, okay. Staying in sin, okay. Gluttony, okay. Gluttony, well, gluttony, or how about, let's add to that, the seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins. All right, what else? How about partnering with the unholy? Partnering with the unholy. Okay, let's say ecumenical. Ecumenical. Would you say that defiles the garments? How would that defile the garments? Because didn't Jesus warn us that on the other churches? About partnering with the unclean thing? Yes, that will defile your garments. Jesus, I mean, he warned us about that in the first couple of churches. Not repenting. Well, I don't know if that would actually stain it. Maybe pride. Here you go. You could say pride for sure. I had to clean my glasses. Sorry. Much better. Much better. Pride. Okay. Worshiping the Creator instead of the Creator. LGBT. Oh, your cell phone can be an idol. Okay, Okay, we'll just put idols. And then we can put like cell phone, TV, self. Right. Mixture, there you go. Mixture will sure do it. That's right, Ardina. Mixture. Let's look at Oh, this is good. Look at this. To a Christian, defiling garments in the Bible is a metaphor for spiritual corruption, representing how sin, disobedience, and immoral action stain a person's standing before God. Based on passages like Revelation 3:4, which is what we're reading now, and Jude 1:23, garments are defiled by the flesh, meaning sinful actions, idolatry, and moral compromise that violate a holy life. Isn't that a good definition? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add that over here. Let's see if I can make it smaller. There you go. That is a good one. It's a good definition for it, basically. Okay, so just to read that again. To a Christian, defiling the garments in the Bible is a metaphor for spiritual corruption, representing how sin, disobedience, and moral actions stain a person standing before God. Okay, so let's make that a little smaller. Very good. All right, so defiling garments, we will go ahead and make that pink since that's our little theme on this one. Okay. Sin, disobedience, and immoral actions. Basically stain, like staining a dress. Let's see if we got a picture of a bride with blood on dress. Oh, I guess I can apply the blood to the dress. Okay, I see. Okay. All right, so let's go back to the word over here. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Pause, pause, pause. This right here proves people can backslide. This proves it. People can have their names blotted out of the book of life. And this is really sad. Because it says here, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. So that means they can be blotted out, which would be a very sad thing. Okay, so let's go back over here and let's put this in here. All right, and let's make it a little smaller. Because let's go ahead and put that same bride back over here. And put her to the back here. All right, very good. Okay, so this is a promise from Jesus here. If we will honor him, he will honor us, basically is what he's saying. Now, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Okay, so this is pertaining to the church of Sardis. So let's all bow our heads and we're going to deal with this in our heart right now. Okay, y'all ready? Here we go. Lord, we just come before you right now. We hear your words of warning in the book of Revelation chapter 3 about the church of Sardis, Lord. And you talk about how we can have our names written out of the Lamb's book of life if we do not honor you and if we become defiled. And we're asking you right now, Holy Spirit, to search our heart, to reveal to us each personally the areas where we have become defiled. Reach down in there and pull all that up to the surface, Lord, so that we can repent of that, God. Reveal it to us where we have, I want to say hurt your feelings, but where we have offended you. There we go. Or done things that would displease you, Lord. Bring it to the surface today so we can deal with that. And we humbly repent to you today, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for that, for the knowing and unknowing. And we humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord, and ask that you wash our robes right now in the name of Jesus and make us clean, Lord, before your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, those of you that was on the 40-day fast, remember some of the things that God told us, remember? And one of the things was he gave us a new garment. That was really awesome. That was a really awesome thing. Okay, so let's move on to the next church, Church of Philadelphia. Okay, this is verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David. Woo, boy, he gets big time here, don't he? Now, it's not just one definition of Jesus here. This is firing me up over here. This is like several. He that is holy, he that is true, he that has the King of David, he that opens that no man shuts, and no man opens. Bam! It's like the one That is the all in all is talking to you right now. So let's go over here to Canva to start as a new church. And let's go ahead and copy this. All right. And we're going to move over here. Are you guys enjoying the website? Give me some feedback here. Are you enjoying the website where I'm taking the time to put all of these on there for you? The JPEGs and the PDFs of all these graphics. Are y'all liking them? All right, so let's go ahead and take this off here. Oh, it didn't copy. Okay. Okay, so we're in the Church of Philadelphia. So let me copy this. Let's go ahead and change the name Sardis to Philadelphia. All right. These things says he that is holy. This, I just love the way he's doing this. This is so cool. He that is true, the real truth. He that has the key of David. He that opens that no man shuts. And shuts that no man opens. Isn't that cool? We'll do it in a different color. Do it this in a different color. Do this in a different color. We'll do like a green. There we go. All right. So you got him that is holy, true, has the key of David, opens that no man shuts, and shuts that no man opens. All right. So let's do a visual on this. Let's just do a key. There we go. Let's do a key. That is so cool. All right, so let's go ahead and duplicate that, and let's go back to the word over here. Boy, what a mighty God that we serve. Isn't that cool? A mighty God. Okay, so let's go back over here after he done set the stage of who this man was is telling you this. That's the way I see Jesus talking to these people. Listen here, the one telling you this is the one that is truthful and this and this and this. Oh, man. Okay. It's not denied my name. All right, so where did we go here? Oh, here we go. Philadelphia. The no man opens, okay? Know your works. Behold, I have said, okay, here's another case where Jesus tells the people, I know you. You. I know you. I know your works. I know what you've been doing. I see you. That's what Jesus is saying. I see you over there. I know your works. Behold, I have said before you an open door that no man can shut it. For you have a little strength. Boy, does anybody feel like that today? I know I do. Yeah, Jesus is the boss. We have little strength and has kept my word and has not denied my name. I pray that's all of us. Amen. We have fought a hard race over the past 6 years. I'm telling you. All of you guys that's been with me, we have been through a battle, have we not? We have been through a battle on so many different fronts, so many different ways, you know? Whew. But the Lord is saying, I see you, I see you. All right, so let's put this in here. And what we're going to do here is we're going to put one big fat eyeball so that we know that he sees us. Okay. So let's put, not trying to look all creepy, but let's put an eyeball. Okay. I see you. I've said before thee an open door. Okay. Now let's change the eyeball. Let's put a door. Open door. Oh, here we go. This is a pretty one for this. Okay. All right. I know your works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. All right. Let's make that pink. And no man can shut it. Everybody lift your hands and say, Lord, I am in agreement with you that no man will shut my door. I have my door open to you. You control that door. In Jesus' name, amen. Because you're going to see when we get down to Revelation 20, how important this is. Ardina, thank you. She said, I've been a good leader. Oh, thank you. I definitely have areas to improve in, but thank you. Okay, but no man can shut. That's a key point, isn't it? For you have a little strength. How many of you out there feel that right now? You're just tired. You are tired. I look tired today, but I am tired. And have kept my word. Come on now. I was just telling somebody today, you know, that I have kept the course. I have not come off what I have told you guys, you know, for the past 6 years, what I believe. I have not come off the wall. I might have had little bumps in the road, yada, yada, moved, you know, had to adjust and, you know, all this, but I have kept the course. I have ran the race. I have kept it to where you know, I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm just saying to all of you that don't really know me or, you know, haven't followed me long from day one. See, God took me to the White House. Now I got to say all this, but God took me to the White House. Let me move the camera over here so you can see me. Let me move it over here. Okay. God took me to the White House the last year our country existed. That I believe that to this day. And he took me up there with $9 in a suitcase. And he brought me there supernaturally on a Greyhound bus with $9 in a suitcase. Told me every day, do this, do this, do this, do this. And I did. I obeyed the Lord across the city. I did what he said. He made me the captain over the U.S. Capitol, the Capitol over the White House. And I know I don't look like I should have done any of that. I don't fit the narrative of the, you know, whatever. But the point is, I did. Nobody can steal my testimony or what God did. It's my story and I'm sticking to it. Anyway. But God put me up there on the Trump train to open every door there was in D.C., put me in all these meetings and gave me extreme favor. And to show me the truth. And this is. And then he kept me up there for a year. And then he pulled me out supernaturally. I was so upset when he pulled me out. I'm like, why are you doing this? You know, I've only been up here a year, you know, but in the beginning, I thought I was going to help Trump win the 2020 campaign. I was willing to give him everything, you know. But God brought me there, though, to show me the truth about what's happening. And then I had a choice to make what I was going to do with that truth. And I'm telling you, at first, I wanted to just say forget about it, and I trusted True News. I would let them, you know, they're the ones that was, you know, showing the truth, I thought at the time, and that no, if you, as long as you got somebody, you didn't need me. So when I left DC, boy, I went into hiding. I was done. When I saw what I saw up there, I was done. I didn't want to have anything else to do with it. And when I saw that there's not anybody out there that's going to tell these people the truth, I knew I had to do it. And I made the decision to speak the truth no matter what. And I have stuck to that. And it's been 6 years now. This is my anniversary, actually, this month. It's been 6 years, and I have kept the, you know, the whole, everything I've told you, what I see happening, and who is who, and yada, yada. I've kept the pace. I'm tired right now, but I'm still speaking the same thing I spoke. And it's cost me greatly, and yada, yada, but it is what it is. And so that at least I can say that I have not taught anything different. I'm still teaching the same thing. I've kept the race, you know, type of deal. All right, so let's go back over here. All right. Okay, and has kept my word, has not denied my name. Okay, and that's a big one. Because a lot of people right now, they are, in my opinion, they are denying his name. Because when you leave Jesus and you go back to Hebrew roots, you're not, you think you're going back because you want to, you think Christianity was all wrong because they've done all these YouTube videos and proved Christianity was wrong. And they're all, our country was founded by Masons. It was never a Christian nation. And Christianity's wrong. And everything they ever taught was wrong. And this is what they've done over the past 6 years to discredit Jesus. So people have given up saying Jesus. They have started saying other names. And they've given up Christianity and went back to Noahide. I mean, it converted to Noahideism. That's exactly what that is. They have denied his name. That's what it's sad, but they're going to be held accountable. They're going to be held accountable. Okay, let's continue here. Okay. All right, now, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door no man can shut, and you have not denied my name. Okay. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and know that I have loved you. That is a huge statement. So, let's go ahead and we're going to, all right, we're going to go ahead and copy this, duplicate this page. I just want to tell you guys as well that just because I was 30 minutes late due to these technical problems, I'm still going to spend time with you today. I'm not going to rush it or anything. Dennis can't even be home till 7, so I'm good. All right, so, behold, I will make of them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they're Jews and are not. So what I'm going to do here is put, these are the ones working with President Trump. Okay. All Y'all can hear Princess walking on my floor. I have got to cut that girl's nails. Come here, girl. Come here. Come here. You want a treat? Come here. You want to say hi to everybody? Come here. Come here. She's like, I ain't coming near you. Come here, girl. Come here. She's over there laying in her bed. All right, she don't want to come over here. But anyways, her walking, I'm like, I have got to cut her nails. Too funny. But say they're Jews or not, but do lie, which has a lot to do with the Kabbalah. See, this is, to me, that's what draws the line between the real and the not. Okay, so let's do Kabbalah. See, all this vomit. There you go, the Kabbalah tree. The one that Trump has in his office. In the Trump Tower. Let's see if they show the red string bracelet here. There you go. Here's these hands. These Kabbalah hands. I'll put up there like this. Jonathan Cahn does this all the time. It's like, people, can't y'all see what they're doing? Remember, see that hat right there with those curls? Remember I was telling you guys about that with, what's his name? That saying at the TPUSA deal. What was his name on the Super Bowl? You like my shirt? This is my, my cooking robe or whatever you call it. You never even made us feel as though you're better in any way. Oh, thank you. Just that you sincerely care about us and our souls. We're grateful to God that He put our paths on line. I'm grateful that we all met too. Kid Rock, yes. Okay, see, that's what they have on Kid Rock. That I showed you guys the visual. Let me see if I can do red. I want to put this on here because you see it all the time. Red bracelet. Yeah, it's like a red string. That's a Kabbalah bracelet. Here we go. No, that's Marin. Here we go. Now we talking. Okay. Okay, all right, let's see what else Jesus says here. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them to dwell upon the earth. Lord, everybody lift your hands. Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, Lord, how we would just love it if you would keep us from the trials. If you will keep us from going to prison and keep us from all the terrible things that we know they want to do to us, Lord. If you could keep us supernaturally, oh, how happy we would be, Lord. Happy, happy, happy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, because you have kept the word of my patience. Wonder what he means by that. The word of my patience. In Revelation 3:10, the word of my patience or command to persevere refers to Christ's teaching to endure suffering, trials, and persecution with faithful endurance rather than giving up. It signifies holding fast to the gospel and maintaining trust in God while waiting for Jesus' return. Ah, so in other words, if you will stay faithful, that is good stuff. Let me go over here and I'm going to add that on. That is good stuff right there. Oh, yeah. Command to persevere. Okay. Endure suffering, trials, and persecution with faithful endurance. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will help us to do this. To endure the suffering, trials, and persecution. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell in the earth. Now, you know that all the things that we are going through, bride, is because we are being tried. You know that. Lord, help us to make it through our trials and tribulations. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which you have, that no man takes your crown. Yes, Lord, please don't let anyone take our crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown when he comes. Remember that song? We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown when he comes. All right, so let me put a bride. And I'm going to put a crown on her head. A tiara. Okay, and then to all of you women that are going to get married in the future, I just want to give you something that I learned about being a bride. Since I met my modern day Paul, when I married him and we did a big wedding, I just wanted to share with you something that I really believe in my heart. When a woman marries a man, you know, right now we are married. We're married to Jesus. When you're a Christian, you're already married. So you really should never say you're single type of deal, because really you are married. You belong to your betrothed, you know, which is Jesus. So that's why when you're single, you know, your whole devotion goes to him. You know, he's your everlasting love, you know. And when you are considering this husband that you're going to marry, you know, he has to talk to the Lord before he can take your hand because you're already belonging, you know. And when he has that permission, and then you get married and you stand before this new groom to where you're going to be his wife, you should have a veil on your face. I really believe this. The main purpose of the veil is because you're still who you are in Christ. This is your old man, you know. Your identity that you have is in him. Your covering is the Lord. But when the husband takes the responsibility of your soul, because he is your overseer, you know, women, this is why a lot of women don't want to get married because they have to come under submission. Anyway, but when the husband accepts the responsibility of this bride and he tells her, I want to be your covering, you know, I want that role of Jesus in the earth to you. He takes that veil and he lifts it back, and now she is Mrs. Now she has a new identity. And when he kisses her, they're like one in the spirit. You know, they say their vows and then they kiss, they come together as one. That's why me and Dennis did not even kiss until we got married. We became one, and then the veil is back, and now I'm in him. It's really an amazing thing. But that veil is the key, because it's revealing to him his new bride, you know, and she's now their one. You know, it's pretty cool. Makes me want to go to a wedding again. I'll just have to let me show y'all if y'all would give me grace. I want to show you my wedding picture. But I did have a when I got married the first time, I had a veil on my face when we said it, but this time I just wore this one. But anyway, but this is why I think you should have a veil. Okay, so behold, I come quickly, hold fast to that which you have, that no man take your crown. So let's put the tiara on there. Very good. All right, there we go. No one come take your crown. All right, so let's go back over here. Lord, we pray you help us to keep our crown. All right, so let's go back to the word over here. Him that overcomes, will I make a pillar in my temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God. Whoo, don't that give you chills? Whoo! And the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Wow. Wow. Him that overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. This is so cool because, you know, in Brock's book, let me put up here, Temple of God. All right, let me show you this because I'm going to really have to do some graphics right here. Okay. And then let's find a mountain. A mountain with rivers flowing. All right. Oh, here we go. This is a good one. This is a good one. I'm going to kind of show y'all what Brock told us in his book. What he saw when he was in heaven. I guess this would be the best one then, right there. Okay. So let's put this to the back and the temple of God on the top. Okay. Now, according to Brock, though, and according to the word, it says that there are four rivers that flow out of the throne. So let me put four rivers. Okay, there's one. And then let's flip this around. There's two. And then we will put one on the back, like it would be on the other side. So let's kind of put it to the back. But what we will do with it, though, is we will make it long, so it looks like the river's coming from the back. There you go. And maybe we'll make it a little different color. There we go. Just so you can kind of tell that it's not this one here. So let's kind of make this one go out and make this one go out. There we go. All right. So now we have, and let's bring this to the front. We have this castle, per se, on the top. Okay, so when the word says, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. Okay, so let's think about what Brock said about the temple. Okay, first let me see if I can do Streets of Gold. Boy, I've got to get creative here. Streets of Gold. Yeah, I figured it probably wouldn't have one, but I'll just make it long. I don't know. That's kind of cheesy. That's cheesy. That's a cool airplane. I love Canva, man. This is the best invention ever. Okay. Let's just do this. Let's make a road. There we go. Here we go. All right, so the way that Brock described it is, you know, you have your streets of gold, okay? So let's go ahead and get those gold bars again, gold. All right, and, okay, so Brock said that the streets are gold, but the gold is alive. All right, let's copy this. Copy. There we go. Perfect. So this is why I like Canva. It follows you. All right. So you got Streets of Gold, right? So let's find a Jesus. We got to have legs on Jesus. Okay. So we got Jesus over here on the Streets of Gold. All right, and then let's find a bride, because the bride would represent every one of you guys. So let's take our bride over here, and she's meeting with her Jesus in heaven, okay? So Brock said that when you walk on the streets of gold, it's alive. And the gold, if as you walk, it moves, it reacts, you know? And it said, he said, oh, we got to have trees. Let me get a tree with fruit. There we go. Let's put it over here in heaven. There we go. Okay. But he said that everything in heaven, every element reacted to Jesus. Because Jesus was walking Brock through heaven explaining things. And he was saying that the gold, it would move like it was alive, reacting to Jesus's presence. And the trees, when he would walk by, the trees would just explode in excitement over Jesus being near it. You know, you can only imagine. But anyways, let's get back over here to the scripture where it says, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. So what I'm going to do, see these pillars up here? I am going to put some of the names of you people out here that's in the chat. And you will be known forever in this drawing just because you was with me today. So we're going to put you in this graphic. And we're going to put your name on here as a pillar in heaven. How's that? Okay, so we'll start off with Anna Maria. Anna Maria, we're going to take over here. We're going to make her small. And then what we're going to do is we're going to copy this, okay? And we'll put somebody else's name. So let's take Anna Maria and we're going to turn her sideways. And we're going to make her a pillar. Isn't that cool? All right, so we'll put her back here as the first pillar. She's going to be in the very back. Actually, let's do it on another screen. Let's do it on another screen where we can do this justice. All right, let's copy the temple. And let's put the temple over here. Very good. And that way we can make it big where we can really do the names. There we go. All right. And then we can take these names and just move them down here and then put them up here. Okay. So let's take Anna Marie and let's put her over here where you can really see it on this first temple. All right, so there's Anna Marie forever in the annals of time. Lovey. Lovey don't want to be left out. Let's put Lovey in there. All right, so let's turn her sideways here. Make her a little bigger. All right, and we will put Lovey right there next to Anna Maria. Y'all are next to each other in heaven. Isn't that cool? All right. See, Anna Maria's name had to be smaller because her name is so big. All right, so over here we got Ardina. Oh, thank you, Ardina. I will put my name there. Hey, Ardina, since you got Bruce, let's put Ardina and Bruce together. All right, so we will put Ardina and Bruce together, and we will put them in the pillar next to Lovey. Lovey, Lovey. Hey, I'm going to put mine next to Ardina and Bruce. There we go. I'll put June and Dennis. June and Dennis. And I will put us on the pillar next to Ardina and Bruce. There, we'll be neighbors. How's that sound? All right. And then who we got next over here? Darcy. Oh, got to get Darcy on there. All right, so we'll put Darcy over here next to me and Dennis. All right, so let's come over here. Who's going to be next? Sister forever, amen. All right, Heather. Oh, we can't leave old Heather out. All right, so let's put Heather over here next to Darcy. Yeah. All right, and then where is Tabitha? There's Tabitha. All right, let's do Tabitha. Okay, so let's put Tabitha. Wow, Tabitha, you get the honor to be the cornerstone. Where is Tabitha? Is she with us right now? She got the chief position in heaven. That is funny. All right, so who's going to be? We've only got four pillars left. Okay, so who's going to be next? All right, who we got here? Dorothy, Mama D. We're just going to call you Mama D. Mama D. All right, so let's put Mama D over here. Mama D is right next to Tabitha in the front of the temple. Pretty cool. All right, who else? Oh, there we are. Tabitha's in here. Tabitha, you're the cornerstone. All right, who else we got? Is that all? We got three more names, three more slots to fill. Who else we got in here? Let me look at this chat here. Susan. Okay, Susan's like, don't forget me. Okay, let's do Susan. We'll put Susan H because we have several Susans. All right, so we'll put Susan next to Mama D. Susan, you have got to meet Mama D. She is the sweetest. She is in Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida. Now that y'all are neighbors in heaven. Let's see who else is in chat that can't talk right now, maybe. Nope, that's it in chat over there. Oh, she says, hi, Mama D. She is saying hello to you. All right. I've got to add somebody that I know normally would be in here would be Kimberly. She's working right now, but she would normally be in here. So that leaves us one more spot. Who is going to be the... Oh, my goodness. This is 12 pillars. The 12 apostles. No way. Y'all are like the 12 apostles in heaven. Leslie, there you go. Yes, and Carla. Oh, yeah, we got to add Carla. That would just be devastating. All right, so let's go over here then, and we will add Carla. All right, let's put her over here. All right, and then let's see if we got another pillar. Let's go ahead, and we will put Leslie over here with Lovey. Leslie. All right, we'll put Leslie on the same pillar with Leslie. No, here's a pillar in the back. I didn't see this one. All right, we got a pillar for Leslie. Darlene, we've got one, two more pillars. All right, so we got Darlene. And we will put her as a pillar. All right. All right. Darlene, be right in between Mama D and Susan. Okay, we got one more pillar. Who can take that pillar? Who will take the last pillar? Who? Would it be? I can't see the names of the people that's in not Restream. Trish! There you go. That completes it, Trish. Thank you. Okay, let me add Trish here. Okay, we are complete now. All right, so let me put back here, since we've got heaven going on, let us put some clouds back here. There we go. Oh, yes. God shining right there on the temple. Yes. And then we will put some clouds here in the background. And then we will put them to the back. There we go. Very good. And then let me spread this over. Okay, very good. All right, we got our temple in heaven. Okay, because he says, and we're still on this one scripture, him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. Wow. The name of the city of my God. Okay, let's go back over here, and we're going to do the bride next. All right, so let's go up here and let's get our bride. Okay, let's get these open. Okay, so we've got our bride here, and we've got our Jesus. So she's sitting here looking at Jesus. Okay, and Jesus says, I'm going to write on her the name of my God. So what we'll do is write on here, Jehovah, Jehovah. So Jesus writes the name. Okay, so we got Jehovah, the name of my God. And the name of the city of my God is what? Jerusalem. Okay, and then look, notice the bride is Jerusalem. Jerusalem. All right, and then what else? Which is the new Jerusalem, it says right here. Okay, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. That is amazing. Because the next thing is, let's go ahead. I would like to put the sun right here again. All right. Okay, and then when it says the city coming out of heaven, I want to put this here. I will write upon him my new name. This is going to be amazing. Okay, and then let's go ahead and put the encounter here. Okay, and let's put Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And then we will put the name here, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And then let's turn it sideways here. Okay. And then he said, I will write upon him my new name. So let's add Jesus over here. Isn't that beautiful? And then let's move this over here. Aww. All right, so let's go to the next scripture over here. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. So we're going to go ahead and stop just because I want to show you the video. But we're going to stop on just this one church, the Church of Philadelphia. What a huge, huge church. We did two churches, the Church of Sardis and the Church of Philadelphia. Okay, let's go over here and watch this video, which gives a good visual to Revelation chapter 3. All right, here we go.
Revelation 3. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up. Strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write.
These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Isn't that beautiful? Lord, we just come before you right now, all of us, and ask that you search our heart, Lord. May we be found ready for you when you come. May we be found looking for you, Lord. May we be found faithful. May we be found clean before your eyes, Lord. We worship and praise your holy name today for your instruction, for your correction, for your encouragement, and for your mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Bride, I hope you're enjoying this. Yay! That video was good, wasn't it? It brought a good, good little visual, didn't it? Of what it is, you know, that those two churches meant, you know. So, tomorrow I will meet you guys again, but I would like, if I could do tomorrow earlier, if that's because it's on Friday, I need to do it earlier if you guys don't mind. Oh, hey, Judy. Okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You have so many tears. Aw, the Lord is good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. people from every nation and tongue. From generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good. All the time, all the time, you are good, you are good. All the time, all the time, you are good. We used to sing that in choir. I loved singing in the choir, man. I got so many stories about it. Anyways, guys, well, I enjoyed spending time with you guys tonight. And just to let you guys know over here on Patreon, I am out of space. I only get so much space a month on Patreon to go live and do videos. See, on Band, whenever I do videos like the news, it just keeps them for 30 days and then it drops them. That's why they do what they do. But on Band, since I do lives now, I only get so much space. I mean, on Patreon, I only get so much space. So that's why you're not seeing the news anymore. I'm live doing the news, but the files are being reserved until I get into the month of March, which is Sunday. And then I can release them, and then you'll get to see those news. So I apologize, but I have to keep it open right now. So, anyways, I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Y'all have a good day. God bless.